Hoyt.
Yeah.
Peter and, what's her
name? Christine.
Christine. So this is, and you say you came from where in Alberta?
Carsland.
Why did they come, you know?
Because they couldn't make a living in Alberta.
In 20 years, I think Pop said they had 7 good years. The rest was blown or
and the only thing that they increased in was families.
Kids. Couldn't have been all bad.
That's all they could raise up.
Cold winters.
Yeah. And so they left there on Friday the 13th?
And
December.
Yeah.
1936, and there were 5 of you?
In a dust storm.
In a dust storm.
In Alberta, a dust storm.
Yes. Yeah. There was sand drifts, just like snow drifts, across the road, and we were heading south to the border.
Did they have a place, did they know they were coming to a specific place at that point, or were they just...
They came out to buy a farm at Agassiz, but when Dad got out here, half the livestock was gone, and this and that was gone, and they still wanted the same price, and he told them to stuff it.
So then
we just stayed in a motel or an auto court at the time in Chilliwack, and I think it was early in February.
January. They moved over. Into the gas station.
How did you come to find the gas station?
Well, I guess just driving around and looking.
Don't have a clue there.
Had he had any experience in something like that?
No.
Just out of the blue, he's going on a gas station.
Yeah.
Was he a mechanic?
No. Very poor that way.
So all of a sudden you're with this gas station, and you kids were how old then?
I was 12.
Were you the oldest?
No. No.
Second from the youngest. I'm the youngest. He's next.
Oh, and the older ones were?
The oldest one is 80, and she's living in Alberta, yeah, in Strathmore.
So did she come out here too?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she
just the 5 youngest.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or 4 youngest.
3 youngest. George didn't come with us. There was Anne and you and I.
And George.
No, George came out later.
Anne said he came later.
George came later.
What's
your name? No, George came later. In fact, he came out on a freight train.
Anne was the youngest? No.
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest.
And then Norm.
And then Anne.
Yeah.
Oldest? 15.
Second.
No, Anne was the oldest.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was 8 of us in all.
And the rest stayed out there. Were they married?
Two of them were married. Mabel was married and had 3 children, and Esther had 1.
It must have been kind of tough leaving them, eh?
Well,
sometimes it's nice to include how you felt.
Esther had 3 children when we left out there.
No, I said Mabel had 3. Esther had 1.
Yeah, but Esther had 3 children when we left out there. Glenda, Danny, and Wilda. I'm sorry.
Alan was the oldest one.
Alan.
Alan was the oldest one, and he was born in September as we left there in... Well, all you got to do is figure out. Alan is 5 years younger than I am, and I'm 61, so Alan will be 56 in 57, I guess it is.
And then they were up there at Carsland, eh?
Yeah.
So there was Mabel, Esther, and who were the others?
Mabel, Esther, Carl,
and
Clara. And then there was George.
George.
No, Clara, C-L-A-R-A. And then Ann, Norm, and me. It should be Anna, really.
Not Anna.
Well.
Just not Anna.
Okay. And you guys came.
Mm-hmm.
Norm, you're wrong there. It should be their proper name, because it's like when you start your genealogy, you look for the proper name.
That's right. Yeah, make sure you put the,
that's
the,
right.
The full name.
That's when that girl spoke that night, what she said.
Yeah, because we can only, if we can use their nicknames.
Yeah.
Like, well, if we're talking Anne, and her name was Anna, we just underlined the name. And that's what they were known by. But, yeah, it's
I mean, it's just like you. Your name is Norman, but they would get Norm all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, Fitch. Full name, George's full name. Okay, now if you want to include their birth dates and so on, that's fine, especially the ones that came out here. The older ones.
Well, mine is February the 7th, 1931.
And yours was?
23rd, September 23rd. 24.
And Ann is August the 9th, and let me see, she's going to be 71 in August, so that would be 21.
Okay, do you want to say who Ann married?
Ann married Con Salome.
Oh, yeah? Con.
S-A-L-O-M-E.
Your hubby's name is?
Stan Anderson.
A-N-D-E-R-S?
S-O-N.
O-N?
And Margaret Patterson for Norm.
With one T.
I can't even spell Margaret, let alone.
M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T.
And George married Phyllis Piper. And Clara married Gordon Sims.
Two M's?
No,
yeah,
one.
There's
one.
There's a family that won't have anything in the book.
Sims family,
yeah. Are they, they're from?
From Aldergrove.
From Aldergrove. His parents.
His parents lived in Aldergrove for years.
They had the one son. And
Carl. Carl married Grace Groves.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Grace just died here just a couple, 3-4 weeks ago, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, I never did phone that.
And Esther married Joe Nichols.
From Mount Lehman?
No.
No.
From Alberta.
That was Nicholson, wasn't it?
Nichols, N-I-C-K.
And I C H,
H,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. C H.
O L
L L S.
In Alberta.
Mm-hmm. And Mabel was
Jim Groves.
No relation to Grayson.
He was from Alberta, Jim.
Do you want their birthdays too, or?
Do you want to?
No,
or
I can't give them to you.
Huh?
I can't give them to you.
It's up
well,
to you guys. You, what you're going to be doing is writing.
You can always fill that in later if you want to.
I mean, I can give you their birthdays, but not exactly how old they are, except for Clara and Mabel.
What you're going to have here is a listing of the family as part of Peter and
Christine.
Christina's. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Did she, what was her maiden name?
Wilde.
W-I-L-D-E. Is that Wilde, eh?
Some people pronounce it Wild.
Yeah.
Well, do you know Halder's even calling him?
Well, that was after he got married to Gladys, so they started that. But you see, Cornell Wilde, who the movie star, he was, his name was spelled exactly the same, and a lot of them.
Where were Peter and Christine married?
Junction City, Oregon. No, Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene.
Yeah.
Eugene, Oregon?
Yeah.
So they were heading back sort of towards home, weren't they, when they came out here?
And they went to Alberta, let me see, they were married in 1911 and went to Alberta when Clara was little.
16?
No.
16, was it? 17? Well, they left in 36 and they were there for 20 years, so it was 16.
16, yeah.
They came to Alberta in 1916.
Yeah.
Already I got a mess here. You want to write this? Okay. And they were farmers down there, and then they decided they were leaving. Didn't really know where they were going to.
That's right.
Okay, what else? What else can you
we
tell
stayed
me about?
In the, we stayed in the auto court in Chilliwack, wasn't it, 6 weeks, when we left there and moved into the gas station.
Well, I'm telling you something. Things were tough. If it hadn't been for Alec and Bill Vanetta bringing us a few turnips and spuds and
Uncle
like
Alec.
Thing, yeah.
Uncle Alec never came up to the gas station to get his club chewing tobacco without bringing two pails as full as he could carry, and carried them with apples and potatoes and everything that he, anything he had to spare. And when the snow was gone off the ground, I remember going out underneath that king apple tree right behind the old gas station when the snow just, we had a tremendous amount of snow that year. And when we, the snow was gone, we went out underneath those apple trees and those king apples were just as crisp and nice as could be after laying underneath that snow.
Was there snow for a long time?
Oh, yeah. We had a tremendous amount of snow that year.
When we got to Chilliwack, they had snow there, and we still had a lot of snow when we moved down to the gas station. How long it lasted, I can't really remember. Hmm. Like, I was only five when we, well, six in February as we moved out.
Was there a lot of vehicle traffic at that point that, was the gas station really busy?
No. Heavens no. No. If we sold 10 or 15 gallons of gas in a day in those first few day or few months or maybe even the first year, we were doing good.
And we had a store there too.
No, yeah, we had a
Yeah, our little grocery store was really what I think kept things going.
So your dad would have to stock that too.
Right? Yeah. I can remember when we first took over that gas station, there used to be a tobacco truck that came around. And I can remember one or two times that my dad had his tobacco order and chocolate bars and everything. And they went out in the truck and got it and they brought it in and with the bill and everything. And he says, well, I can't afford to pay you for all of this. He says, you'll have to take some of it back. And he gave back tins of tobacco or cartons of cigarettes and that because he couldn't pay for it all.
Sure.
Yeah, and down, I've seen Dad count down into his nickels to pay for something like that.
And would it sell fairly readily, or was he stuck with the stock for a long time?
No, you wouldn't be stuck with the stock for very long because the guy come around every week, it was fresh all the time.
Oh, so it moved along fairly
good. Oh, yeah. But there was no money in it. Like a package of cigarette papers in those days was a nickel. And you're lucky if you made a half a penny on that. They made payments on the gas station at a penny for each gallon they sold went for payments. This is the only way they happened to keep that place going was on account of that. Because if they didn't sell gas, they didn't make payments.
So who was he making payments to? Who had he bought it from?
Mr. Flatman.
Flatman?
Mm-hmm.
Flatman was the previous owner.
Yeah, remember you asked your mom about that one day, and she couldn't remember who it was. And Norm said, wasn't it Flatman? And then it rang a bell.
Yeah.
She remembered after you said his name.
So what was the proper title of that store?
Pete's Corner Service.
Then it went, everybody said it was Pete's Corner, so they called it Pete's Corner Service. It stayed that for years and years and years.
So what was it before that? Can you remember what it was when they bought it?
I couldn't tell you.
Was it Flatman's then?
I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't have been Pete's then.
No.
I couldn't tell you what it was before.
Ann would remember that.
Well, Ann wasn't around too much, after we came out.
No, she went right to work.
She went to work.
Where'd she go to work? Hospital?
Well, Flumian Hospital.
Before that, she went to work at... she was in Vancouver with Clara when at McCurgle's, and she worked for Dr. Rose or Dr. Marr
in
Langley.
Oh.
She worked for them, but she was so homesick she cried herself into oblivion.
Did she have she had nurse's training then?
No.
She just worked in the house, housekeeping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then after that, she came home when Mum had phlebitis, and then she went to work at the Royal Columbian Hospital and worked there till she was married.
And Norm helped, of course, with the grudge, and you were young enough going to school yet, were you?
Oh, we were both going to school. I was, like I say, I turned 6 in February as we moved into the gas station in January. And Norm was 12 and a half.
And Ann would have been what?
Ann would have been about 18, 19.
I was 12. She's
how old are you now?
12, 15.
Never mind, 39.
Yeah, going on.
Going on 72.
No, you're
68 this year. I'm
61.
71.
Okay, Ann was 15.
No wonder she was crying herself. Okay. But this garage, I think we've got to get some more info on that. So your dad ran a stock of groceries, or just a little corner store.
Actually, at that time, I don't know, did he have milk? He didn't carry milk or any of the perishables, because all we had was an ice box.
Everybody had their own cows and chickens in those days. Nobody needed milk.
Sure, that's right. But was it that way before when he bought it? Was it a convenience store then, or did he make it into one?
No, it was one.
It was one all the time.
Yeah.
And who had built that building?
As far as we know, Flatman.
And did you all live in the service station?
Yes.
Yeah.
You all lived in there.
There was only two rooms. The store.
No, there was the bedroom, kitchen, and the front room.
There was a little front room.
And then later they took that partition out and made it all.
Yeah, I do.
And all into one store.
Did you want to include that story?
No,
don't
bother.
I didn't think so. I was just jesting.
I don't care.
But Mom used to, whenever there was any amount of people there, she used to make beds on the floor gather up all of the extra pillows and all of the cushions. And I think I slept on the floor more than I did in the bed.
Company all the time.
Well, the first winter, wasn't there 12 or 13?
No, that wasn't the first winter. That
was that the second winter?
Yeah, well, like we went in there in February, and it was the following winter. God, Joe came out, looked for work. Carl was there. They all came out.
There was about 11 or 12, 13 of us there that next winter, all living in that little place.
Gee.
We were stacked up like cordwood.
Yeah. that was it, like that was tough times anyway then, eh?
Oh,
did
yes.
they find work?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
George went to work.
George went to work at a farm in Chilliwack.
What did Carl do? Didn't Carl go logging or?
I just can't remember what Carl did.
Were they friends or relatives?
They're brother and sister.
Oh, your brother and
yeah.
sister. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, they came. Oh, gee.
And George, I know he went to work at that farm. And George was such a fussy eater, but he soon learned how to eat everything that was put in front of him or otherwise go hungry. He used to sit and pick the onions out of a hamburger or meat, like a hamburger meatball and that, and he'd sit and pick the onions out and that. Oh.
Well, Clara went to work on some farm, didn't
you? No.
No.
Clara went to work
for barbers.
Barbers.
Barbers used to have the Chilliwack Progress.
Oh,
she
down
worked,
there?
She worked for them for a number of years.
So she left right away and went down there.
Yeah.
She found a job right away?
Well, she must have come out later.
She must
yeah,
have, yeah,
she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, she did. She did. But when she came out, Clara was a good worker, a good housekeeper, and a good cook,
yeah.
and well, she still is.
Well, I mean...
She came from Alberta after
yeah.
you
yeah.
did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she came
actually,
a couple years.
I don't think we even, or anybody knew that she was coming until she got off of the bus and walked across the road and we realized it was her. I mean, I don't remember anything about her coming until she was there. And she was so good. When she came home on a weekend or anything else, I remember she used to bring, Mom used to just love glazed donuts, and she used to bring a dozen glazed donuts home, and when she got there, we always had a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and a glazed donut. And one time she came, I was sick, and I got up, and they handed me one of these glazed donuts, and I said, these glazed donuts are foggy, and I meant soggy, and I said, foggy, and everybody laughed, and of course, then the tears came.
So Clara married Sims here.
Yeah.
Here. Sims.
What was that guy's name that we met going to Reno that knew Gordon?
He was
it's
from Alderall, wasn't
Clara's
he?
Alive yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
So would she write the Sims story?
I don't know.
There really isn't that much to write about the Simses and that, except that he worked for the government, and she was...
Did they always live here?
Yeah, they always lived in Aldergrove. That no, they came from Saskatchewan, I think, originally.
Oh, I don't know. They came from the prairie someplace.
Yeah, Saskatchewan, and then...
Did they come later than you did?
That I couldn't tell you either.
So...
And
I'll tell you who could answer that is Les Williams.
Oh, okay.
Just put on there, ask
right.
Les Williams about the Sims.
He would probably be able to tell you more about the Sims than what we can.
Yes, by far, by far, because
okay.
Gordy and him were.
But if Clara, where's Clara now?
She's in Vancouver Island.
Vancouver Island.
Maybe we should ask her if she wants to write something first before we start doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she
no,
wants.
Clara.
No,
she
no,
won't.
In Clara she won't.
She won't, don't you?
I don't think so, do you?
No.
She might give you some information if we can get her over here.
Well, we're going to try to get over to her place sometime the end of this month after Ann gets back and that.
Okay.
Well, they're supposed to be coming over to our place, too.
Who?
When? She didn't know. She said sometime this summer.
This thing's been going all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else can you tell me about Pete's service? When did you guys sell out?
1950, well...
They were sold and taken back, I don't know how many times.
Leased
out and...
Who was it? Axel and...
Axel and Ellen Wade.
Ellen Wade. They got it the first time, I think. And they had it for what, Stan? You maybe know. A couple of years.
That was rented, wasn't it?
Rented, I think.
I don't know whether it was rented.
Well, they never bought
what?
From your dad.
No, I know.
I think they just rented.
I think they bought.
Oh, before that, Charlie and Dixon.
Dixon's, yes.
They took over from the folks because they were
Charlie,
in
Charlie
and Edith and Bill Dixon. They took over in 1948, the spring of 48, I think it was, because then we went.
Then you went to Minnesota.
We went to Minnesota in May.
48.
48.
And
year.
How long did they run it? You went to Minnesota. You
yes.
In
1948.
Just for a visit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And they left, or they took over, and they ran it for.
Let me see. They bought in with Betty and Cliff in Savinaw in 49 or 50, I guess it was. Betty and Cliff got married in 49. I'd say approximately 50. And then we took the gas station back, and then Axel and Ellen came in. But how long they were there, I don't know. They were there a year or two.
Well, we came over back from the island in
1952. Well, then Axel
ran it for 2 years.
Axel and Ellen were in there between Dixon's and when you guys came back.
Well, that was, we went in, was it January of 52?
Yeah, I think so.
We ran it for 52 and 53.
You ran it for 2 years again.
Yeah. And no, then...
We ran it 53 and 4.
53 and 4?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what year.
Yeah, because we bought the little place, then we went to Krieger's for a little while, and then we went down and bought the little place down at Clayton.
Well, I know I came home in the end of 54, the summer of 54 or something like that, and was there 54 and 55. And I got married in 56.
And you were at the shop?
I was at the garage with my dad.
You got married in 55?
56.
56. Okay, so. Oh, 56. And you were, you were there in 55.
And
56.
Part of 54 and 55.
Part, okay.
Yeah. And all of 55, and then we got married in May of 56. And we were there until December.
The folks?
No, me. Stan went fishing. Stan and, went fishing in May, and he came home the end of September. And Pop had to go in and have that rupture hernia operation. And Stan and I looked after the gas station until we moved into our house the middle of December.
Where was your house in December? Where did you stay here?
In Burnaby.
Oh, you moved to Burnaby then?
Yes. We stayed with the folks, like.
Okay. And your dad had a
rupture operation. Triple hernia.
And all this time he was working in the garage, though?
Yes. Yeah.
So that you actually sold your garage for good then?
In 57.
In
57? I can't tell you. I can't remember when. And those dates I remember.
Well, we
and
we
moved into Oliver.
Oh,
Smile. Speedy bought it
in
57.
Speedy. Oh, okay.
That's June's mom and dad. So she'll be able to.
From then on, but we have a special category about service, Pete's Corner Service.
Yeah.
And then your mom and dad retired on 29A Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Here in Alderville.
And they retired then too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
29A?
Yeah.
The house was right beside that big apartment there.
The old age home.
The old age home.
Right, next door.
Here.
Yeah, right next door to that.
It used to be a blue house, now it's brown.
Yeah.
And they lived there, your dad died a from there? Or
yep. And
he passed away June the 6th of 81. Actually, they moved out of their house in May, and the day that they were moving out, my father went to the hospital, and he came home for one day at my sister's place, or 2 days, and went back into the hospital, and he never came out.
3 weeks he was gone.
Oh, goodness. And so your mom...
Mom stayed at Norman Margs until
she got into Langley
until
Lodge.
She got into Langley Lodge in October of 81. Well, they were so close to the hospital that it was easy for them to take her to and from than it was some of the rest of us that lived farther away.
You lived down there by the hospital then?
Norman.
Murrayville.
From Norman.
Murrayville. At that time.
At that time, obviously. So you moved down there afterwards, or what did you do after 50, after the grudge was sold, after
the... Norm and I?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You worked for the government?
I worked for the government.
For the government from 55 until 71.
Doing what?
Painting the white lines on the highway, mainly.
Oh, you were highway. Okay.
Then we bought a bowling alley.
Then we bought the bowling alley in Cloverdale.
In 71. Uh-huh. We had that till 79. And then we sold that and
retired.
Retired.
Let me see. And the Sims, what did they do? Were they here all this time? Or did they work for the government too, you said?
Not Gordon. Gordon's dad worked for the government.
Years and years and years. He retired from the government. And they used to live up here, right where the old railway grade.
Did they?
Yeah.
Just past
the old railway grade.
On the west side.
On the west
North
side.
Park
and then,
yeah.
then they went down, they lived...
You know where Miller Road is?
Miller Road?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They had a little house in there. That's, yeah.
They built a little house there, and that's where they lived until she passed away. And after she passed away, he went to live with Claren Gordon.
Yeah, he wasn't there very long. He went to a home in Agassiz.
Yeah.
So they were here a long time, though, then.
Definitely.
Gordon was just a little boy, or was he born here?
I couldn't tell you.
Was there only one?
Only the
one.
Yeah.
Only one boy. As I say, Les Williams could probably tell you.
Les Williams will be able to tell you more than we can, I think.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, and probably Miller, too. Tom might know.
Tom Miller, yeah.
Tommy Miller might, yes.
Mrs. Miller and Mrs. Sims were very good friends.
Were they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was in later years when they lived down here in Miller Road.
Oh, no, they were friends in that when they lived here because they went, had the ladies' aid or something like that, and Mrs. Miller used to belong to it, and so did Mrs. Sims.
The service station was bought, though, in
37.
January of 37.
And you had it for, I didn't?
Until 57.
So you had it for,
Speedy bought it. When was it? Fall of 57?
About 20 years, right?
Did they do mechanics at the...
We fixed flat tires. Little minor things.
They had a hoist
charged,
between...
Charged batteries and when I was in there, I got them to put a hoist in and...
Grease jobs,
oil changes, and stuff like that.
And you know, you moved out of the back of the shop, though, after. You didn't always live in there.
Oh, yes.
You always lived there for those 20 years.
Yeah, well, we lived off and on up in the old house, too.
Oh, you owned that, too?
Yeah.
So you bought from Flatman, how much did you buy? Was it all that big?
1 5/8 acres?
No, it was just under 3 acres.
2 5/8?
2.85 or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was just under the 3 acres.
It was pie shaped.
Yeah.
It went way up.
It way up came like this here, and then it went like that into a pie. Yeah.
And was there anything else there besides the house and that shop?
Just an old chicken house.
an old chicken house.
Yeah.
And the fruit trees around
there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of fruit
trees. Lots of fruit trees.
Can you, and there were apple trees?
Oh, yeah, Gravenstein, there was, what, 4 or 5 apple trees? Or Gravenstein?
The roots are.
No.
No, Pop built the roots. Pop built that.
Yeah.
Carl and I dug the well.
Was there no well in there?
Well, there was, but they had to build another one.
Oh.
And, there was no well down by the gas station, was there?
No, it was up at the house.
Yeah.
Up at the old house.
And they dug a well down by the gas station. But they had Transparent and Gravenstein and King and Wolf River and that big Ben Davis tree out by the barn. And then there was prune plums and green gauge plum,
Bartlett
pears. And then we had a
sugar pear.
There was a sugar pear,
sugar pear tree.
I would give anything if I could have got a, but it's gone. I asked June.
We went and looked.
We went and looked. Because I've only seen one other tree that even resembles that. And I can't even remember what that was now.
They were little pears, like a russet skin.
Mm-hmm.
But they were only about, well, if you were lucky once in a while, you might get one like that. Most of the time, they were like this. And sweet as sugar. Oh, gosh, they were good. And they grew just like plums. So many on a tree, you know. It was either all or nothing.
If we remember it. Can we remember anything else here? I don't know why I'm doing this. I got so many piled up in front of me. Okay. Your education took place in Alder Grove then, you guys?
Alder Grove, finally, yeah.
Well, you and Ann went to school in Alberta.
Oh, yeah.
So you went to Alberta school before?
Yeah.
Just you,
Carsland and Ann. Well, all of the older ones.
All the older
ones. I went to Alder Grove, period.
Oh, and I did go to County Line, too. I went one day a week.
Did you?
Wait, half a day a week.
Manual training.
Yeah, I take manual training down there.
Ah.
So
and that's where you see, met this beautiful girl.
No, she went there.
Oh, did you?
She's like, oh, me, she only went to grade 2.
Oh.
I was
that was in Saskatchewan.
No, I went to grade, I had my grade 10.
You remember your first day at school out here?
The only thing I remember about my first day of school, I was very disappointed because Phyllis Yeomans was supposed to be my school teacher, and it ended up she got married and had a baby, and I went to school and I had Mrs. Terpstra.
Mrs. Terpstra, yeah.
And I was so disappointed because I liked Phyllis so well.
Oh.
What the heck is Noni Clark's
Clark.
Husband? Yeah. What the heck was her husband's name?
Noni Clark.
Oh,
gee,
whiz.
Eden.
Eden.
Right.
Archie Eden, Archie, yeah. Yeah, Archie Eden.
I don't know who was the teacher that taught the higher grades. Was that Mrs. Clark?
That was Mrs. Clark, yeah. Boy, was she ever a teacher.
Remember the time she threw the chair at you?
Yeah.
Probably not coming. What
threw, were you doing, Nora? Threw a chair at him, and she put a hole in the blackboard and that, and then she was really mad.
God, she was novel.
Isabel Burkholder was telling, asking Stan at the reunion down at County Line if he remembered the time that she got the strap across the face because of him, and he couldn't remember it, and evidently the teacher was given them the strap, and somehow Stan ducked, and she got it right across the face.
But she was still a good teacher.
Oh, yes. Like Fred Coor and Sam Coor, they said if they met her on the street today, they would still have respect for her. And I don't know who else went down there on a slate or stone bolt or some damn thing, and that to get them, and they brought them up to our garage, and when they went to